USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in the swing state of Wisconsin on Thursday visiting a shipbuilding firm. The president focusing some of his remarks on coronavirus testing.
We have the greatest testing program in the world. We've developed it over a period of time, and we're up to almost 30 million tests. That means we're going to have more cases. If we didn't want to test, or if we didn't test, we wouldn't have cases. But we have cases because we test. Deaths are down. We have one of the lowest mortality rates. We've done an incredible historic job.
The United States Supreme Court is bolstering the government's ability to quickly deport illegal aliens who enter the country, siding with the Trump administration and refusing to give asylum seekers a broad right to make their case to a federal judge. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 300 points to finish the day at 25,746. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
During a Capitol Hill briefing on Thursday, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, was asked about the coronavirus and President Trump referring to it as a Kung Flu virus and if that's a term that should be used and if he agrees with it.
Do you think that's the most pressing issue you have about the coronavirus?
Think about that.
I know, but what I'm thinking about is why that is your most pressing issue as a question.
Well,
when we just see a spike in coronavirus, you're concerned about somebody and the way they name it. That's appalling to me. You know what? I think we should all focus, learn more about this disease, and stop this virus. But every time I've come here, you've always had those type of questions. It's interesting to me if that's what your viewers care most about. Because you know what my constituents care most about? Their safety and their health.
The Eiffel Tower in Paris is allowing visitors once again, but it's only open to the second floor. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A 24-year-old real estate developer who says he supports President Trump emerged victorious from the Republican primary for a North Carolina congressional House seat that was once held by Congressman Mark Meadows, who is now President Trump's chief of staff. Madison Cawthorn now faces Morris Davis, a retired U.S. Air Force colonel who won the Democratic primary in March. Davis already attacking Cawthorn for only being 24, to which he responds,
"Well, if you look in Federalist Paper number 52 that was written, I mean, it was very clear that the founders of our country wanted the House of Representatives to be the most accurate depiction of what the cross section of Americans are, and so I believe that we need people from every working, every social class, every economic class, every background to be able to go to Washington D.C. But the fact that he wants to act like this is just some kind of graduation president is really a slap in the face to all these Republican voters who came out, put their trust in our message, and I'll tell you, I believe he's probably just trying to act like he's brushing this off because he knows that we're gonna take this fight to him." And he has an indefensible position. I know he's looking forward to debating me, and I'm looking forward to debating him. But I know that we'll be able to have victory because the positions he's going to have to defend that are held by Nancy Pelosi and AOC are morally and financially bankrupt.
Cawthorn speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.